we had Jeremy Corbyn on the show. We recorded it on Tuesday. We played it yesterday, during which, Geoffrey, you might have heard it, I asked Jeremy, who's a future potential leader of the Labour Party and therefore potentially a future Prime Minister of the UK. That's what he's gunning for, isn't it? We asked him if he was prepared to condemn IRA violence, and we didn't get a definitive answer specifically about the IRA. He did say at one point he would condemn all violence. Geoffrey, what did you make of his response?
Well, Jeremy Corbyn has had a close association in the past with Sinn Féin, and he was one of the first, and maybe even the first, to invite Sinn Féin representatives into Parliament way, way back many years ago.
You can hardly knock him for that. You lot work with him every day.
Well, in a much different scenario than applied then, I have to say, Stephen. But the point I was going to make is this, that, you know, he has some form in terms of his association with Sinn Féin. But, you know, I think it's regrettable that a man who could be a future Prime Minister is not able to speak with clarity about his condemnation of specific acts of terrorism by specific organisations. I mean, I have no hesitation in condemning the violence of any specific terrorist organisation, because I believe terrorism is wrong no matter where it comes from, no matter what the apparent cause is. And, you know, I think that we don't need equivalence on this issue, because there are young people out there, young impressionable people, who are looking at the IRA of today, the so-called dissidents. And maybe they're attracted. Maybe there are people out there at the moment trying to recruit these young people. And when they hear a major political person, a potential leader of the largest opposition party in the United Kingdom, perhaps faltering when he's asked this question about specifically about the IRA, what do they think? What does that cause them to think? Does it challenge them about how wrong violence is? Or does it maybe make them say, well, you know, if a senior parliamentarian like that can't bring himself to specifically condemn the IRA, then maybe there is something.
He condemned all violence. He also condemned the British violence in terms of British soldiers.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be asking me this question, Stephen, if you didn't think there was some issue around his specific condemnation.
It's not up to me to think, is it? It's up to me to ask for you to think. Dolores Kelly, what's your reaction?
Well, I think we all have to be very mindful of how former terrorist organisations are trying to rewrite the past and to put people up as some sort of defenders of community or fight for equality. The IRA campaign started to put the Brits out of Ireland. Let's not forget that. Equality was won and fought for by those people who began with the Civil Rights Association. Of course, the SDLP has never equivocated in condemning IRA violence and indeed violence, whether it's the British security forces or loyalist paramilitaries. We condemn all acts of violence, and people should be mindful of the quest by others at this present time in rewriting the past.
Just let me also get, just before we leave both of you, your reaction, Geoffrey, to what Jeremy Corbyn has said. He's called for All Ireland Talks. New Northern Ireland Talks, very different than All Ireland Talks, New Northern Ireland Talks on welfare reform. And he told me in an interview that the British government needs to step up to the plate, Geoffrey Donaldson, in terms of resourcing Northern Ireland properly over welfare reform. Well, he's fighting, isn't he, for people that might be hurt by this Tory policy more than your party's doing.
Well, I disagree. We were in the House of Commons and voted against both the welfare reform bill and the finance bill just 2 weeks ago, Stephen, when this came up in the House of Commons. And I looked around me and lo and behold, in the lobby that I was in voting against these austerity measures, I couldn't see any Sinn Féin MPs at all. So, you know, for those who talk a good game, when it comes to the actual point of stepping up to the mark, the DUP has done that.
Any progress in welfare reform?
The talks are ongoing at Stormont. We hope that progress can be made. The reason why we voted against the measures that the government have introduced in the budget for further cuts is because we recognise that, for example, working tax credits, there are a lot of working families in Northern Ireland who will suffer, including in my, I think my constituency is the second highest in Northern Ireland that will suffer as a result of the cuts.
Any progress, though, Geoffrey, with Sinn Féin?
Well, at the moment, Stephen, I have to report that we haven't got agreement on implementing the Stormont House Agreement, but we will continue to work at it.
The question is, any progress?
Until we get an outcome. No, we haven't made progress in terms of resolving the welfare reform issue.
Any new ideas from the SDLP, Dolores?
Well, I think we have to take stock, particularly in light of the budget. And Geoffrey's right to say that working families, and I know there's been some research done in my constituency most recently, and those people who are fearing the most and most likely to suffer as a consequence of the recent budget decisions are working families. So I think the executive actually needs to look at issues such as childcare and support for small businesses, which are the backbone of our economy here in the north, and we need to look at new ways of trying to support those families so that we can ameliorate some of the worst effects of some of the budget cuts. And I think those are things that ought to be on the table in relation and trying to resolve the current impasse.
Okay, Dolores and Geoffrey, thank you very much indeed.